Dog Pound, watch all the latest training camp news and get behind-the-scenes coverage of your Cleveland Browns with the nightly comprehensive show, Training Camp Daily. Presented by PNC Bank on Sports Time Ohio tonight at 10:30 p.m. It's time to bark. Dog Pound. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by Liberty Ford. And we're going to hear from the newest member of the Cleveland Browns right now, Rex Grossman, the quarterback. He has been brought in, and he talked with the media today saying, quote, and was asked the first question, how you'll be able to help this team.
I'm not sure. I'm just going to go out and compete and go and play and practice and get better and see where I'm at. And if anybody has any questions or, you know, I feel the need to maybe help out, then I will.
Yeah, so he comes in here with a little bit of that humbling sense of, you know, I'm coming in here to kind of learn, see what I can do to help out. But, and that's understandable. I think if you're Rex Grossman, even though you're a 12-year veteran, even though you've got more years in this league than both the other guys combined and more games played, and you know that offense that they're playing in better than the other quarterbacks do on the team. All that said, I think you're still looking at yourself as a third, you're the third option.
And that's what he is. That's what he's brought in here to be. He knows this offense. He knows he's the third. Listen, Rex Grossman was on the streets for a reason. This was the perfect marriage for him to get the opportunity to come in here and be the third quarterback for the Browns. He was also asked, do you think you can still perform at a high level?
I feel like the longer I'm in it, the smarter I am about not only the defenses and the offense that I'm running, but just myself in general. Knowing my limitations and what I'm good at and how to, you know, play towards my strengths. And I feel like my reads come a little bit faster that way. I turn things down a little bit that I would have normally just gone for. And so I'm looking forward to seeing where I'm at, and I'm excited just to be playing football.
And he was asked what his thoughts are on people saying that he was brought in to be Johnny Manziel's personal tutor.
I don't know. I think that it's more than that, and I don't even subscribe to that. You know, I'm just coming here to play football, and if that helps out, then good.
Again, right. This guy still believes in himself, as he should. He's a quarterback in the National Football League. He's played in the league for a long time. He's quarterbacked in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And yes, he knows that while that is probably going to be an ancillary benefit of having him come be here, you know, to help tutor Johnny and tutor Brian Hoyer and be that kind of veteran leader in the room. He also knows that there's a very good chance he's going to play here as well if injuries happen or circumstances change at the quarterback position. Now, this was a guy heavily rumored to be joining this team. As soon as Kyle Shanahan was named the offensive coordinator, immediately there was the sexy Rexy talk. Where is Rex Grossman? When is he coming to this team? So we'll find out. Did the Browns talk to you in the offseason?
You know, a little bit, back and forth through my agent, and I talked to Kyle a couple times just as a just to see how things were going, just curious, and you know, just funny how some things work out, and I'm here, so I'm excited about it.
And then ultimately, because he was asked, basically, what took so long?
I don't know. I don't know why it took so long, but I'm just glad I'm here, you know, to tell you the truth. It doesn't matter, you know, better late than never, and I'm thrilled that I'm here.
I'm happy that he's here as well. I think that it is certainly, you know, a good signing. It makes a lot of sense, and quite frankly, what we had seen from the person who was supposed to be the third quarterback for this team, Tyler Thigpen, was at times frightening. So why not give somebody else a chance? And when you make a move this late, it better be somebody who knows this offense already. So
a
very logical addition there.
And again, I think it's what he can bring to the room. A lot of us are fixated on the idea that he'll be the as it was phrase, personal tutor to Johnny Manziel. He's got to be more than just one guy's help. He's got to be a helper to Brian Hoyer. He's got to be a helper to everybody, even Connor Shaw, who is the forgotten guy in this whole thing. And I don't see Connor Shaw obviously making this team as a third quarterback right now. But as I look at what Rex Grossman represents, I think there are little things and even some big things that he can do. And I'm also more confident, I guess, than I was before at the entire quarterback picture. When you really think about it, it's rare that you can have someone of that much experience on your football team. Now, again, he was out there for a reason. And for all of his years and all of his experience, why didn't anybody else bring him in if he were, quote, any good or any use to somebody else? But the truth is, some guys are better fits in some places than others. You have a situation here, which we've explained, is still there's no stability. No matter who you pick as a starter, it's an unstable starting quarterback situation to start the season for the Browns. And until the foreseeable future, till you get some legs under it, you don't really know where it's going. So you have a guy who brings you that level of years for stability and the insight knowledge that he has of the scheme. It's big.
It's big. And you know, people, if you can go back to those two seasons where he played some significant minutes for the Washington Redskins, and I'm talking about 2010 and 2011, throwing for 4,000 yards over those two seasons, 23 touchdowns. You know, when you go back and look at those teams, didn't have a whole lot of wide receiver talent. Santana Moss was the clear number one receiver there. And the quarterbacks at that time were Rex Grossman, John Beck, and Donovan McNabb. And yet over those two seasons under Kyle Shanahan's tutelage, they still were a top eight passing offense in the NFL.
Right.
So Rex knows that this is an offense that he can have success in, that he can put up good numbers in as well. And when it's clicking, he says this is the best offense he has ever seen.
You know, everybody has very similar play concepts, but it's, you know, the details of his offense are unbelievable, just how everything goes together really well and makes sense. And when he gets in a rhythm calling plays, it's the best I've ever seen. And that's one of the biggest reasons that I wanted to be here.
That's a big statement.
That's a strong statement. Yeah.
You know, and I think, and we've seen the truth in that. We've seen the numbers that this offense has produced. And keep in mind, this guy was involved with it not only with Washington but also in Houston. So he has seen it surrounded by different players, different personnel. Different styles, too. And that tends to enhance your confidence in the scheme, you know, when you see it work with a couple of different groups. And again, now that he's here and I think in a good situation for him, and, you know, we'll see exactly how it plays out. I would stop at the point of discussion that goes beyond, does this set up something else? I'm seeing a lot on social media. Does this mean that Brian Hoyer is about to be traded? Have they picked basically their veteran accompaniment to Johnny Manziel? And I don't believe that's true.
I don't believe so either.
I think there's trust that Hoyer has more upside to give you as either a potential starter or as a number two guy, and that this guy is just a really good insurance policy as your third guy. And bringing him in this late and this at this stage of the game, I think physically and everything else, I would say that it probably bodes well to some degree. It bodes well for Hoyer that he has this other experienced player behind him, that you're really putting your team in those hands, in the Manziel Hoyer or Hoyer Manziel hands, however that works out. And nothing's going to change what the ultimate result is going to be at quarterback. Manziel's going to be the guy. He is going to be the guy. When I say that, I'm not dissing Brian Hoyer. I'm not saying it with a lack of respect for Brian Hoyer. I think the world of him, and I think the world of his story and what he's done. But there is a limit to what he is for this team. And if that weren't the case, Manziel's not here. If they were all in on Hoyer and decided that everything he did last year was proof positive that he should be the guy to ride long-term with, you don't go make a quarterback the first-round pick. You do that because you had those question marks that were legit. We were saying it at the end of last season that they needed to go out and invest heavily in a quarterback. They've done it. It's going to happen. It's the inevitable. It's not about Johnny Fever, Johnny Mania, all those things that come with Manziel. Put that aside. It's just identify the position, it's quarterback, identify where they picked him, and identify who picked him, because those guys are running the football team, and they're going to see it through with that guy for a long time. It's a 10-year look at Manziel, not a one game or, you know, preseason game Monday night or season opener at Pittsburgh. Can this guy be what you want him to be for a 10-year scope, like the Pittsburgh Steelers did when they drafted a guy named Ben Roethlisberger from Miami, Ohio? They drafted him with an eye toward, can he be our guy for the long haul? And he ended up obviously getting in there as a rookie, carried heavily by the defense. And you might see the same thing here. You might see it from game one of the 14 regular season. You might see it from game three on of the 14 season.
No question. And again, it's interesting when you get somebody from the national media like a Peter King who comes in and the first thing he says is, you know, it surprises me the narrative on Brian Hoyer in the sense that there is almost a perception that he has been a multi-year starter in the National Football League. He hasn't. That's why this is an intriguing battle, because he's fighting to be an opening day starter for the first time. The fact that Brian Hoyer has started four more games in his NFL career than most of our listeners is interesting. That's an interesting factoid in relative to his, you know, veteran status in this competition against Johnny Manziel. You're right. Ultimately, the plan has got to be Johnny Manziel being the guy. Now, if Brian Hoyer comes out and plays great and you get to delay that, that's fine. Johnny is a young man, and if this team is winning, that's the bottom line. Brian Hoyer gives this team the best chance to win, starts this season, and wins games. He will continue to be the quarterback for the foreseeable future.
Phenomenal. Great problem to have. Would love to be talking about that. And if it's perceived as a controversy, so be it. Who cares? If you're winning, you're winning. And that's what this team, first and foremost, needs to do. And by putting whoever they put out there first is done, should only be done for the singular reason of that guy gives you the best chance to win.
Period. No, that is it. That has got to be it. All right. When we come back, we want to get your thoughts on this. 216-578-0850. We're still going to play a little after further review here on looking back at Saturday's game against the Detroit Lions, and we'll take your tweets as well. Vic and Nathan, ESPN 850 WKNR. Some days I'd rather be an old show, lay low before I go out of my mind. But when she said,